Shabbat Shalom. Did you know Memorial Day was originally called Decoration Day? It's true. It was called Decoration Day because after the American Civil War, it was a day set aside for the nation to place flowers on the graves of those who died in the war. It was then changed to Memorial Day, a day of remembering, similar to Yom HaZikaron, the day set aside in Israel and by Jews worldwide to remember those who died in the establishment of Israel and in the Israeli armed forces. We find stark differences in how the 2 days of remembrances are observed. For many Americans, Memorial Day is a vacation day, a day to enjoy the beginning of summer, to shop the sales, to slow down from work. Looking around, we can see that many of our friends and neighbors take this time to go on vacation. Yom HaZikaron, on the other hand, is a somber and difficult day on which virtually the entire nation mourns. And while there are clear reasons to explain the differences in the ways that Memorial Day and Yom HaZikaron are widely observed, most notably, while only 0.5% of Americans serve in the military, virtually all Israelis do. It strikes me that the main purpose of both of these days, that of setting aside time to remember, is very Jewish. The call to remember is a deeply held Jewish value. The Torah itself is called Sefer Duchrania, the Book of Remembrance, in some ancient Jewish sources. Rosh Hashanah is called Yom HaZikaron, the Day of Remembrance, in our liturgy. Judaism teaches that the act of remembering is far more than just a good thing to do. It is a religious imperative. And I'm going to focus on how the act of remembering builds Jewish identity. Remembering is restorative. Remember who you are, our Torah says, when we are commanded to always remember we were slaves in the land of Egypt. Remember who you are, our Torah says, when we are commanded to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Remember who you are. Remember what it is to be a Jew. Sometimes we get so mired down in the day-to-day pressures of life that we forget what matters most. Many of us have had the experience of going on vacation and finding that it is only when we are away that we are able to gain perspective on our lives. We may have been getting into bad habits or negative patterns. Perhaps we fell into a rut. And only when we stepped away, freed from our daily routine, could we start to recall how it should be. Could we start to remember who we are? Observing Jewish time, the ancient rhythm of Shabbat, a day of rest each week, is a gift that the Jews brought to the world. Zachor, remember the Shabbat and keep it holy, our Torah commands. But the commandment, Zachor, remember, exceeds the basic meaning of pondering. It includes as well the consequent actions for such remembering. We rest, we pray in community, we focus on gratitude, family, joy, and nourishing our spirits. Shabbat helps us to reset. We bring to life again and again the prayers, rituals, and customs of those who came before us. We see this concept elaborated on with the introduction of the Shemitah year in this week's Torah portion. The Shemitah year is the 7th year in an agricultural cycle during which we are not permitted to harvest or work the land. We also learn about the Jubilee year, which occurs after 7 cycles of Shemitah years, taking us to a 50th year in which we must restore land and property to original owners. These laws reflect the deep importance of allowing time to restore for ourselves, for others, and for the earth. Remembering sets up the path to renewal and regeneration. We see this most readily in our performance of rituals. Take the Passover Seder. Our tradition tells us that we are to come out of the Seder feeling as if we too have made the exodus from Egypt. Rabbi Larry Hoffman writes, "The Haggadah presents the foundational story of how we got here, and as its problem, it asks implicitly why it matters if the Jewish people continues. Each year demands its own compelling solution. This is why the script remains open, and why also we have to reenact it year after year. We remember the story of the Exodus from Egypt in such a profound way, we are to feel as if we were there. We are to feel the relationship between ourselves and the ancient Israelites so strongly that we see the impact that this history has had upon our own identities. The story comes to life through us. Similarly, Judaism teaches us that it is not just the Israelites who experienced the theophany at Sinai. God spoke not just to those who were there, but to all future generations. How is this possible? The answer? Because God, too, remembers. We read in Genesis, God says, "I will remember my covenant between me and you and every living creature." And we see the truth of this enacted in Exodus when we read that God heard the cries of his people who have been enslaved in Egypt and remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The psalmist sums it up best by saying, "God remembers God's covenant forever, the promise God made for 1,000 generations." In our daily liturgy, we speak about our part in this covenant as putting things in place so we won't forget. We are to repeat the commandments over and over to our children. We are to place the symbols of the commandments on our doorposts in the form of mezuzot, on our bodies in the form of tefillin. We set up behaviors and signs to draw our attention back to Jewish teaching, to clarify matters and help us remember who we are. I recently came across a piece by Kim Clark, a former dean of Harvard Business School, in which he recounts advice his mother gave to him, and it captures a central message that I would like to leave you with tonight. "Kim," my mother would say every morning as I left the house, leaning her face down into mine and looking me straight in the eye, "you go out there today and be a leader. Stick to your guns about what you know to be right and wrong. And don't let anyone drag you around by the nose. Remember who you are." Every day, my mother's message to me was, "Remember all those people who worked and sacrificed to make it possible for you to be where you are. Remember that when you walk out this door, you carry a mantle of responsibility, the good name of this family, the hopes and dreams of your mom and dad. Remember the promise that is yours, the wonderful opportunities in front of you, the hope that is in you for a better world." I hope this Memorial Day weekend, we too take the time to recall the sacrifices of those who made it possible for us to live freely in the ways we wish. And in this place of freedom, let us carry on the mantle of Judaism, because the ultimate truth about remembering is that it is important for the next generation. Forget, and it will be lost, not just to us, but to our children. Let us remember in ways that help us to restore, renew, and regenerate the Jewish values and practices that lead to Jewish continuity. Shabbat Shalom.